Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Herden phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Margaret.
And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Gorgeous day out here.
It's pretty here, too.
Oh, that's good. Springtime is here.
Yep, the sun is shining and real nice.
We have so many rhododendrons blooming.
Oh, do you?
Right. All the rhododendrons are blooming everywhere, the candy tufts, everything, the clematis, all over the yard, everywhere.
That's very, really pretty. I like the flowers.
Yep. So do you have a yard that you take care of?
No, I don't. I kind of miss that, but I don't have a yard to take care of. So I just enjoy that. My mom, she always had a pretty yard, so I kind of miss it. But anyway, it's nice to see other people's.
Right. And sometimes it's nice to see everybody else's and not be having to worry about taking care of them, too.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to take care of all my yard by myself.
No, you couldn't, would you? You have a pretty big yard.
I do.
The thing right now is there is a really, really pretty cottonwood tree that's down from me. It belongs to the other condo association, not us, but it's right on the edge. And it's that fuzzy stuff began flying in the spring, and it's terrible. It looks like carport looks like it's had a little bit of snow on it. It's just covered in it.
When we lived in Yakima, we had one of those right in the backyard. It was huge.
This one is too. It's big. It's pretty. But
it does make a lot of mess.
It does.
We also had a huge crabapple tree.
Yeah.
And it was gorgeous when it bloomed, and then had all these crabapples that fell down, and all the yellow jackets were out there.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, it's time for us to get started.
Yeah.
So, anyone else on the line with us?
Morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Monty. I see you're on the screen.
Anybody
else? Not hearing any chimes today. So, okay. Well, today I had several things in mind, and so I thought I might just sort of get started looking at them. I don't know that we have anyone new, so I'm not going to go through our mission. Our mission is about our amazing human body. And it has certain mandatory requirements, and how well we are consistent in providing these requirements determines in large part the condition of our health, even the length of our life. And so that's what I want to discuss today. And so let's go to the next slide. So here are the factors that make up some of the needs of our body. Let's see, I've got some. And so we want to ask some questions about these choices, and the questions that we want to answer are: who should decide our choices of each of these items that are on our screen? And if you can get on the, if you come on the phone, if you can get on the screen, or if you need help, shout or go ahead and just get on the screen, get on the WebEx. Who should decide our choices of air, water, sleep, exercise, nutritional consistency, and the fuel? And then second will be, what are the factors that, and as we discuss those, what are the factors determining our choice? And, okay, and then we'll go from there, and then we'll go to the next question or two. Okay, so on the screen, the first one we have is air. And who should decide what our air is like?
Us.
We should decide that. So how can we decide what kind of air we have to breathe? What are the determining factors? These are kind of, for water and air, these are rather obvious, and we should decide that. And what about our sleep? Again, these answers are always us. So I've been thinking a little bit about the sleep, because everybody says you're supposed to have 8 hours of sleep. And I'm not sure if that's right for everybody or not. Because I have 5 hours of sleep, I do really well. I feel great. But the other thing is I have a different sleep pattern. If I sleep an hour or half an hour or 15 minutes even after lunchtime, then I feel great until 10 or 11 o'clock again, or maybe even midnight. And I have a lot of time, more time to think, come up with some of these crazy things. And so, but then on the other hand, in history, have seen that some people who accomplish a lot of things are people who don't sleep as long. I always think I can get more done because I sleep less. And so I don't know whether everybody's programmed to sleep longer, and so they need more sleep, or, you know, anyway, that is one of the things to think about. How long does each person really need to sleep? And is our sleep pattern in our DNA, or can we pattern it? And the other thing, that those people that accomplish a lot of things because they get less sleep, it seems to me that most of them don't live as long. So that's a fun thing to consider as well. I don't want to discuss this very, very much, but I have some other things I want to discuss, but that's just some thoughts in passing. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think you're right on. I think each individual has different patterns. I always think anywhere from 6 to 8 hours is good. I get about 6 hours worth of sleep, and I feel great on 6 hours. Like you said, in history, Einstein what he did was he just basically catnapped 24 hours, and about every once in a while he'd lay down and get just a catnap for about 20 minutes to a half hour, and then get up and go about his business. So I think it's individually.
Yeah, I think Edison had something similar.
Maybe it
as
was
well.
Edison.
Well, no, I think Einstein also. I think it'd be interesting to check into the history of the. I don't know if they all wrote down how long they slept. Anyway, anybody else have any comments on what you think about that, or want to talk about that? Because we are going to go ahead, unless you'd like to say something.
Well, I do think that sleep is like a battery. In other words, your body does need to get some recharging, so that your body can heal and recharge itself. So
maybe your brain's supposed to slow down so you can sleep. Okay. Exercise. We've been talking a little bit about exercise, and just mentioning it here and there as I've been talking about how to get more exercise just during the day. We talked about that a little bit the other day, and I was noticing some other things that I think help that I do frequently, particularly when I'm getting ready for bed or ready in the morning, that I do that might be helpful. And one of those is whenever I'm brushing my hair or brushing my teeth or talking on the phone or something, not all the time, but some of the times I just get up and walk around. But then that doesn't feel like it's doing me much good. But if you know how those German soldiers and some of the Korean soldiers, you see them walking and they kick their leg clear out in the front. If you just walk and pick up your foot and each time, you can feel that really exercising the abdominal muscles. And so I try to do that quite a bit. If that balance isn't as good, hang on to something while you're doing that. Then also, if I'm going up and down stairs, particularly on the escalator where I'm impatient, I will walk up and down. And instead of just walking, I walk and put my foot out like I'm going to take a step, but I do it in slow motion, so it puts your muscles in tightness so that you're exercising again. Anybody else have any exercise ideas that you can do while you're doing other things?
things I've started to do is if I'm sitting down doing something, I have these, I know this sounds weird, but I have these gallon containers of water, and I don't know how much they weigh or nothing, but I have them by each side of a chair, and I just, as I'm sitting there doing whatever it is I'm doing, let's say it's watching TV or sometimes even on the computer, I'll reach down and grab one of those gallon jugs of water and just take it and do some curls with the, in each side, each arm. Crazy things like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's cheaper than going out and buying weights. And then you can
That's right.
Determine the amount of weight
and
you utilize by the amount of water that you put in each particular plastic jug.
That's really a good idea. Have mentioned that you have something, the problem with the bottom of your foot, and I think there are a lot of people that have that problem. And I was wondering if you sleep with a magnet with a power chip on the bottom. I got some bites or something, or really swollen on my leg, and they weren't healing very well, and so I stuck a power patch, and it was just so amazing. Like, for 3, 4, 5 days, they'd just been sitting there looking sore and itchy and swollen, and I put that power patch on, and zip, and it just flat overnight, and, you know, I'll just healed up practically.
Yeah, I haven't tried that because my condition is more pressure because of the callus that grows on the bottom of my left foot. It creates pressure, but I do get on the, I use the body energizer about 2 times a day for about a half hour each time.
That should help.
I haven't tried.
Try that power patch and like sleep with it on in your sock or something, because that's got to be related somewhat to circulation, and if that can get improved, it'll probably take you some months or something to be able to get that to go away, but if you wore that power chip and you sleep when you're sleeping every night, that might make a difference.
Give it a try.
Okay. All right. So let's go down to the nutritionals. Now, who decides what nutritionals you can take? And who, the real question is, a couple of real questions around this. And what are the deciding factors? Does income is a deciding factor? Is the government a deciding factor? Will they be in the future a deciding factor? And if so, is that a good thing for the government to decide what nutritionals and what kind of nutritionals? Or if you can take nutritionals, or you have to just do what the government says? And what are we going to do about it if that's a factor, if you don't like that?
Well, we should decide what we take. The government, I guess, should have some sort of guidelines on purity, which it seems like they already do with the, they don't right now. Anyway, but I want the government to not have any control over what I choose to take.
All right. With that, who is that speaking?
Nancy Clyde. Surprise.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
you know how to get on the WebEx?
Well, yes, I am, but it keeps saying one moment, please. So I'm not.
Okay, so did you go to YB Hurton and then click on the last item?
Yes, and then I entered my email and for success and click join, and it still says one moment, please. Maybe I should back up and do it all over again.
I would, and then go to the meeting center, unless it just pops right up there.
Yeah, the meeting center did, but it didn't.
I'm not sure what the problem is. It is on. Everybody else can see it, right?
Yes.
Because I can't see you either on there, Nancy. Okay. So, all right. So, if we don't take action, the government may be telling us what we're going to be doing. And so, I'm thinking about doing something. I don't know if we want to have a discussion of what are we going to do about that.
Do you know what we can do about it?
I have an idea of some action we can take. I don't know how where everybody stands politically, but if we want to have a choice, we have to have a government in there that's going to give us a choice and not one that thinks that the government should be making those choices. So do you think that this is a legitimate or a good idea to have this discussion for this call? It's our call. We can discuss whatever we want to. Would you like to discuss this?
Yes.
Anybody who would not? Maybe you're outnumbered. Okay. All right. So my idea is that we have to have control in each of our states that the votes that we vote. I think the votes are going to go for freedom. It's rather freedom or the government tells you how to do this. I don't know how much you guys have listened to any of the things that are going, well, I don't know, any of the information about government control and what has happened in other countries and what some of these people think that want to have control and what their ultimate objectives are in having control. Is to have control so that they can control the population and so that the right people can have opportunity to live and that type of a thing is not that much different than other countries have had this experience already. And so America has always been the shining light on the hill and have chosen freedom, and our Constitution is made for our freedom. But we're here at just the edge of the cliff, and if we don't choose that, and I think probably since you're all wanting the freedom to choose and have our free agency rather than have the government have control, that you agree that we have to be able to have that outcome. But there's a problem with who is controlling the election votes and who is counting them. And so we need to get that done at state level or have each of the states know that they have a control there or a checkpoint. And so I feel like that we need to contact people in the states and find out who is taking care of that. And so we're going to have to take some action on that. And I think we have a downline in almost every state, and it's the same in helping people to learn about NECAN. It's networking, and showing them how much difference NECAN makes. We have to find people who have a need for the products, and then we need to have them tell us who else has a need. Well, then we have to find for this. We have to find the people who have. Who know other people, particularly people of influence in every one of the states, and get them to find out how their votes are being counted and how they are being recorded, and that they know who is voting. That they all, you know, I'm hoping that everybody has taken care of this, but we can't just assume that somebody else. I don't feel like I can assume that somebody else is taking care of this in every state. It's just too important of a factor. I didn't realize we had so much of a problem just looking at Washington state voting problems. They have been controlled and manipulated, and so there's corruption there. So do any of you know people? How many, if you think about people you know in the other states, we can divide up the states so that we are finding people in the states, I thought that would be helpful. Anybody help? What are you guys thinking about what I'm saying?
100% correct.
100% Kathleen. And who else?
It's Karen. We're all frustrated, and I'm not sure what we should be doing. But if I hear about this encroachment of coming in and trying to tell us what we can and cannot do, it frightens me.
It's always a big, it would only be a beginning.
Well, I know one of the things, you know, I've done it before, and I did it for about 3 years in a row, is that you can, as a citizen, you can volunteer to be involved in election day. I know for three 3 years. I worked as a poll person, where I checked people's, you know, they came in and said who they were, and I checked their IDs and so forth and so on. That was kind of getting an idea of the process for me. I wanted to know how that worked, and it, you know, it was only from early in the morning till about late at night, about 8 o'clock at night. But I enjoyed that, and then also for 2 years, I volunteered to be a counter for the county in regards to the actual votes themselves, just to understand that process better for myself. It's all on a volunteer basis, but they did pay for it. I mean, that's not a big deal, but you know, that's just basically getting involved is the idea, at, to whatever particular level you feel you want to be involved in that, either the voting process or finding candidates or that sort of stuff.
Okay, how long ago was that, Monty? Did they have computers that they were using?
No, not, it was, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think how many years ago that was. I have pins for it, but I forget who was. I know Bush was running at that particular time.
Okay. Well, everything's changed so much that we should be able to have control of this with the technology that we have.
It seems that they're not even checking ID anymore.
Sorry.
Well,
jumped up my phone.
Oh, what's amazing to me is we can have credit cards. And we can go on the internet or wherever, whatever, into a grocery store, a food, a clothing store, or whatever. We can slip them a card, and they can run that card through. And all of a sudden, we either get credit, or they tell our card's denied, or whatever. It just amazes me that they can't do something like that in regards to the, in voting.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we've got to see if we can have that be accomplished. I don't hear anyone talking about it. Karen and I were talking about it a little bit the other day, and you don't hear anybody anywhere saying anything about it. I want to know if it's being done. And that's what step number one is it being done? Is the voting being computerized so it can be controlled? And then who is controlling it? Who is
Ruth, I just listened to, I don't know what you call it, an explanation of some of the voter machines that our country has bought has come from some other foreign country, and those machines are manipulated, and once the vote is counted, you cannot go back and recount to confirm whether there was voter fraud. And so sometimes when you guys start talking about machines, I get a little nervous, because I want to know... I worked on the voter, I worked on the election board for years and years, and I know how they work, and if it's done the way I watched it being done, you can't have voter fraud, because the persons sitting there are just ordinary citizens who want this government to work right. But when you have people that can take control of what's going on, you don't have any guarantees of what's going to happen.
Okay, so it sounds like what we need to have is we have to have somebody, number one, who checks the person in the computer that says that person has voted and that he's a legitimate person and he's not a convict, et cetera, and he is a U.S. citizen. So then that person has to be checked, and then they have to do a paper ballot of some sort.
That's what I would prefer, because paper ballots,
that could be recounted.
They think that's very archaic. But let me tell you, you can check those.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. And the person that votes that has to be standing in front of you, whether it's right or wrong. And we used to, I was chairman of the election board for a lot of years, and we used to, we couldn't deny anybody a ballot. But we could give them a paper ballot, even if we were voting on a machine. And then the election board worker, right in our own county, with a committee looking at it, would count those and decide what the reason was and whether they lived within the district or didn't. So they had a double check there.
You know, this is Donna. I was really surprised, because when we vote, We have to show our driver's license. We have to show an ID.
Mm-hmm.
In Virginia. I was shocked that they don't do that everywhere.
We do that in Tennessee. Just started it. When I voted in local elections this year, I've had to have my driver's license with my picture on it. And a lot of people have complained about the hardship that it requires. Some people just can't get out and get their picture made. But I thought it was a good idea, and it seemed like it ran rather smoothly at the local elections.
Mm-hmm. I have my own theory about politics, and I think it's corrupt on both sides, if you want my opinion. And the reason I don't think we see the changes that we do, and that's because neither political party wants the changes.
You are right.
You have all the talk in the world about changing, you know, the politicians, you know, they talk about this and talk about that, but they never do a doggone thing about it. So as far as I'm concerned, the only way you're ever going to clean the political side up is you got to be in some sort of control in who you're running for office and make sure that individual is who, whatever you believe in regards to a political side, that they believe whatever you believe. And I think we need to do more supporting of those kind of candidates. Us as individuals, more so than just sitting on our hinies at home and doing nothing, talking about it, but doing nothing about it.
But it goes further than that. You know, we need to elect people who we think will represent us. But once they're elected, if we think that we can just go and sit in our chairs at home and ignore what those people are doing once we've elected them, we are very sadly mistaken. We as citizens have to check what they're doing every time they go in to vote. They're supposed to be voting for, you know, in our behalf. If we're not checking on how they're voting, they can do anything they want to. And I'll tell you, Clyde and I have been very, very active in politics for years, and I have seen the political system go down, down, down. And it is very frightening the level that we're getting to now. And it is because our people are lazy and they don't want to follow through on what is that politician doing. And we do it right here. How many of us even go and check on what our city council is doing? Do you know that that's where we train our politicians, is right here on the local level? I'll bet you that not one of us, well, I shouldn't say this, but anyway, I'll bet there's very few of us here on this call who've ever gone and sat in on a city council meeting and watched to see how they're governing our own city that we live in. And political system begins right in your backyard. And how many of us check to see what the school boards are doing? We train these politicians because they know we're not going to check on them.
Which is true, but they're supposed to be for we the people. I'm sorry, I can't tell what you're saying.
And they're not.
Yeah, you're breaking up. I can't tell what you're saying. Try again.
What strikes me is that they're supposed to be working for we the people. Lost that along the way.
And can anybody tell what she said?
I think
we the people have been lost along the way.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, and somebody knows what the problem is. Can you help her?
Well, she's either on a cell phone or she's got a mic or something, and the connection isn't proper.
It's pretty crackly. If you have a different phone, you might try it. Because it's crackling on our phone, yeah. I'm going to have to switch my phone here in a minute. Okay. So now, Aisha, there's quite a few of us, there are a few of us in Washington, but then there are quite a few of you that are in different states, and so maybe we could find out. You know, maybe it's all taken care of in our state. Maybe they have been, like in 2010, actually a lot. I was afraid that the elections would be so corrupted that there would not be really a change. But there was a big change, and so that gave me hope, and still does. That I guess recently the elections have been somehow for some of the states like Florida and Ohio, that there's some people who are counting them, and they've sold that right to somebody else, and that went right to George Soros.
Oh my God!
And so that makes me very concerned.
Yes, he owns the company in Wisconsin, which is named as a swing state.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of them that he owns. There's, I think I read about another one too.
Florida was the one, main one, but it doesn't sound like that he was controlling it, because he wouldn't have in Wisconsin, because he wouldn't have had the elections. Of course, that was just the primary that they were talking about on the news. But anyway, this is something that maybe we should investigate in each of our states and find out exactly how it runs, and let's get our noses in there and find out what we can do about it. Otherwise, we will not be in charge of our air, we won't be in charge of our water, we won't be in charge of our nutritionals, we won't be able to be in charge of our exercise, hike maybe. The fuel I was talking about on this page is our food that we eat. We probably won't have all that much in charge of that, and also the factors determine our choices would be our income. We will, and especially our children and grandchildren, may not have very many choices along with that. So if we're going to stay in a free country where we get to make the choices, we've got to do something about it. I think that's a, you know, there are these things that we need to do and go in our city and our county, but right now I think we have a huge choice between how fast our country goes downhill. At least I would think that we will have some improvement with our freedom over what is obviously not going to be freedom if we don't vote the right way. If we vote for government control and government handouts.
Do you know that here in the state of Washington, that the government controls all underground water? When I pay to drill a well, they can control how much I take out of my well, and they can charge me per gallon. Now, you talk about losing your rights and your freedoms. We have really gone down the road a long ways. Yes, we have.
Did you see, I hope this is not getting off the gall, but this morning the Federal Reserve, aren't they the ones that control the money or something? Anyway, this morning I heard they're thinking about voting to have the Chinese have a bank here.
Say that again?
They're voting so possibly the Chinese can open up banks here in America.
Oh, brother.
I think that is not good.
No,
that's my own personal feeling.
Well, they're actually taking control of our banks already, and that's what this deal's about. There's four. They want to get into four banks here in the United States, and it's going to happen. Unfortunately.
You mean limit them to four?
Well, no. Just right at this moment, there are four branches of banks that they have applied for in order to buy interest in. Of course, you know, it's a hard subject for me to talk about because I'm really, you know, if you want to bring up my blood pressure, let's talk about the government. But, you know, I think one of the main reasons is just like people just don't give a darn anymore. They don't give a darn about their health. They don't give a darn about the politics. Everybody thinks, oh, well, what the heck? If I go ahead and eat this, I'm going to die anyhow. Well, what the heck? If old Joe gets into office, I can't do anything about it anyhow. What's my one little vote going to do? And I think we, you know, I don't know what that person was trying to say about we the people, but the reason we're where we're at is because we the people just got darn lazy in regards to taking an interest in how people, I'm getting frustrated.
Yeah, we've forgotten our history.
Most of the people I talk to don't even know what I'm talking about.
We've forgotten our history, and then we've allowed people, professors and people, to rewrite our history.
Thank you.
Well, it's your goal goes back to health. Why do we have the health problem we do with obesity? Because somebody thought it was a great idea. Not somebody might be offended if some little kid had to go out and do push-ups or do whatever. Same thing with regards to our health with our kids. The same way in regards to term limits. We get people in office, they want to stay there forever, and we just keep voting them right back in and voting them right back in. And just like Karen says, sometimes we don't even know who we're voting for. We're just because they're either Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Independent or whatever verbiage you want to use. We just sit back, whether it's our county commissioners. You know, I do watch on TV a lot, and that is my Thurston County commissioners meeting every week that they have them. I do listen to that. I can listen to, most of us can. You know, the television, the communications, we can go in. We don't have to necessarily go to the meetings. I'd like to go to the meetings every once in a while and blow my lid, but, you know, in order to keep track of it, you can sit on television. You can usually find it. I need to quit talking. Thank you.
Thank you, Monty.
Monty, I was going to ask, what four banks do they want to get into?
I don't know. They haven't said.
Oh, okay.
But that was one of the articles that I read, that there are four banks that they're wanting to get interest in. All government has to do is okay it. And I know it's going to happen because of the here again, we go back to money. It all has to do with leverage, you know. It's whether somebody runs for office or not, you know, if you don't have the money to back yourself up. So we have to learn to support candidates or whatever, and sometimes we got to dig deep. And just like Ruth said, you know, sometimes income also determines our choices. Well, sometimes income determines if we're willing to put out the money to help support somebody that we believe in or an idea. And, you know, we can always write letters. We can always, there's a lot of things we can do, but it all goes back again to, are we willing to make the choices and do the things that we need to do? Whether it be our health that we talk a lot about on this, or whether it be politics, or whether it be religion, or whatever it particular be that we believe in, are we doing the things that we need to do to accomplish that? And in most cases, the answer is no.
That's right. And each individual has to stand up and be counted.
Then there's a thing, you know, have to be politically correct all the time. You don't want to say anything. And so we've got to get out of that and start talking and speaking up.
Yes.
Including me. So, anyway, those factors will determine, those are factors that we've got to do something about it, just like Monty said, I agree. And so I think we need to think about making some, every week, that we should have some, not discussion, but we should have some action that we decide what we can do and who we can find out, who is running and who needs the support in our state. And locally, so let's see what improvement we can make that way because these are factors that are going to be determining our choices, and so we want to do something about it. So okay, you guys, thanks for the good discussion.
Well, Ruth, I think you opened up a whole new bag of worms.
I think it affects our health. I think the health is the thing that concerns me the very most, that people can. And by the decisions they make and the bills that they pass, they can control our health. And so I think it's an area that we needed to discuss because of that factor.
Yes, indeed. That's just bottom line. And we must do it before. Well, you can't go back and correct things you don't like later. You have to stand and look at what is and what's coming and use your head.
But we've also got to use our feet and our mouth and talk to other people about it. We've got to bring
yes.
a subject here and there.
Do you know what I have found just recently in visiting with people? There are people that are all like-minded like us, but nobody is speaking up. And then secondly, none of us are organizing. And I'm not quite sure how we should organize, but I think we need to organize and try to get our government, both locally and the county and in the state and, of course, nationwide, we need to get this all back under the control of the people. But it won't happen if we don't become organized.
That's right.
I was reading that it starts with talking to your neighbors. Talk to those around you.
Mm-hmm. We do every single day. Seems like anybody in Arizona, anytime they do something, though, they get sued.
Well, that's why I want to have an underground, get some things that we want to have accomplished and have it just kind of go viral because of our networking capacity and ability.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we have to figure out some ideas in it. So next Thursday, maybe we can talk about this a little bit. Again, we won't talk about this consistently, but it will be a little different probably on Thursday, either a little bit more in business and getting unstuck in a few different ways, because we've got to be here making a difference. So we've got to get ourselves unstuck in our control, what we can do in controlling our consistency for our health. We've got to be unstuck in what we can do for controlling the income that we have with our business, so that we will be able to have control about what nutritionals and what fuel we can have and what difference we can make within our government. Like Monty said, we've got to have money to be able to support the candidates that we want, because the people with the money are the ones that have a definite advantage. So there's a lot of, I think Thursday may be the unstuck type day.
Hey, Ruth, may I interject here? I have said a little bit to the group, but not a lot, but I have a daughter in North Dakota who has on the ballot for North Dakotans to vote this in June. They will vote whether they are going to have property tax or not in North Dakota. Do you know that she says there's been 9 other states that have contacted her, people from 9 different states, who have asked her, how have you been doing this? How did you get it on the ballot? We want to follow and do what you've done. If you're successful, we want to do it. Well, she even had a man call her who is he's running for governor for the state of South Carolina, I believe it is, and he said he's going to use this as his, his
platform?
Platform, yes. And you know that if we would all just get behind, Charlene told me the other day, she says, Mother, we need to have, let's see, she said, she needed to have, I think, $30,000 by the end of this week. And I don't know how close she got to. And let me tell you more about that. She has never taken a penny out for all of the gas and everything she does going all over the state. She's on talk show hosts, and she's done everything she can to get the word out.
She was on Fox News.
Yeah, she was on Fox News. What's his name? Anyway. But the thing is, if you wanted a good cause that would affect you at some point, if you were able to find a way to send her a few dollars, I'll tell you. She has had one man came forward and donated all his expertise at creating a website, and it's an incredible website. Another man came forward and created all of her ads. And this was all done free. He created all the ads that they put in newspapers. Now they have a man who's come forward who is creating all of these ads that they can run on television and radio. But she has to have money to do that, and they do not have the money. These people are trying to accomplish this without money. So, anyway, I probably said way too much. But
Karen? Could you ask Charlene what method they are using in North Dakota for counting their ballots? Right now, I think there's property tax is a wise thing. We should own our property, not have to be paying the government for it.
The Constitution says we have the right to own property, but not one of us own property because every one of us pays rent to the state to keep our land. We pay for it. We get the banks paid off, but the government still owns our land.
Okay. But But can you find out about the voting, how they vote in the states and the where you have people in your downline, or and find out if they can dig, and everybody, each one of us can, that are in a different state, we can find out how our state is going to assure the sovereignty, or however you'd call it, the safety of our accuracy of our votes, and that the people are legitimate voters.
Ruth, this is Nancy Clyde in Texas. I neglected to put that on my sign-in. Anyway, just this morning, I get several different emails from conservative groups, and this was Grassroots Action Alert, and it's from the Grassroots Action News and Action Items for Grassroots Conservatives. And I'll forward it to you, but I have sent you things, and you haven't gotten them, so I don't know if your spam blocker is blocking it. But I can send it.
I'll just stick my email right on here and send it out to everybody.
I don't know where everyone stands, but it's talking about Ebola-thon. They had a bowling fundraiser to buy an abortion for a 14-year-old. They're saying sign a petition or put your voice out for that. Another one was voter ID laws coming to Texas. And they're saying that U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder continuing to bully and intimidate individual states for enacting voter ID laws. Anyway, and there's a place for you to sign a petition on that one. There are groups out there who are getting the information out. And I'm not sure how I ever started getting this, but I am interested in all those. So
I'll forward it to you. Send your email to me as well, Nancy. Mine's on the chat right now, so you can probably see it. And so then, if you send me something, then I'll have your email.
All right.
Put your phone number down on it too, please.
Yeah, not curtains. Yeah, that's what I had. All right, I'll send it back.
Okay, we better get on with our day here. This is enough to stir everybody up, and. Now we have Dr. Naidu coming today.
You stirred us really up.
All right, so.
Surely you're burning some calories.
Hopefully. Okay, everybody, thank you for your good conversation. And together, if we can get together with other people in every state, well, maybe we can make a difference. That's what it's all about. All right. Have a great day. See you guys some of you soon. Kathleen, what time are you getting here? Are you coming tonight?
I'm going to come today, and I don't know what time to get there.
Connie's coming with you?
No, we don't have that planned.
Connie is coming now.
Yes, I am excited about that, and she said she would be coming over in the afternoon. So I will get a hold of her, and maybe we could do something together.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be really good.
Keep me posted. We're supposed to be having dinner with Dr. Naidu. I don't know if it's going to be on island or off the island, so I need to know where. When you get closer, I'll have some more information about where we're having dinner.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody,
thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.